Before this was State Street, this road was a waterway. The Shenango Canal bisected downtown Binghamton and helped put this town on the map. It was completed in 1837 and connected Binghamton to the Erie Canal up in Utica. Binghamton's Shenango Canal was a hefty investment, a real gamble for a small village to make, but it paid off. And just 30 years later, Binghamton's population was bursting, and this village, sitting in New York's frontier, became incorporated as a city. This year, it actually celebrated 154 years as a city. Happy birthday! Its industry, previously based in agriculture, was now becoming a space where luxury goods were manufactured and assembled. The area was developing from a vast outland in the countryside into a place of commerce and society. Binghamton became known then as the Valley of Opportunity for the wealth of job opportunities it promised immigrants who began flocking to the factories. And fun fact, Binghamton at one point became the second largest manufacturer of cigars. After New York City, of course, it's difficult to beat out a city that supposedly never sleeps. In 1878, the canal was filled in, like many have been since, and became present-day State Street that you're running along right now. Trains were becoming the new mode of getting around faster and closing the distance between us. And then trains had to make way for cars and highways. Beep, beep. There's always something better ahead, I suppose. Our next stop is another stately home on Court Street named Phelps Mansion.